back to the Nutri-Medical Report for Monday. It is the 6th of February, and of course, quite an amazing program. Do we have Jim Fetzer? Are you there, Jim?
Yeah, I am, Bill. How are you?
Wonderful. Listen, we're having a huge, in the words of Trump, a number of hits on your videos that we do every week, usually on a Tuesday. Both posted up on our live stream channel where we record, Vimeo, YouTube, which is major. Our Deagle Network, actually, believe it or not, gets as many or more hits than even YouTube. And it's really important, the kind of information you cover every week. The Super Bowl, I was pretty impressed. I mean, just to be the devil's advocate, I chose Matt Ryan. But, you know, I knew that Brady's the only guy. He's like the Michael Jordan of football. If anybody can pull it out of his hat, it would be the head of the Patriots. So this last week we had some strange things happen. This judge, apparently District 9 judge in Washington State, literally it was an activist judge, actually blocked the ban. I've had some interesting discussions over the last week that, in fact, I think better than a quote a national ban, which I can see why they did it. They did it because those were the training camps are. It doesn't cover all people that could come here that could cause trouble besides Muslims. But we worked out Bill Warner worked out a list of 92 questions that we went over last week on Wednesday that should be used in vetting. I think that the vetting issue is more important than the quote travel ban issue. And a travel ban was only temporary. So now apparently this court has been bumped up. So it may have to go all the way to the Supreme Court. It may actually not even get to the court until long after this so-called temporary ban was supposed to have taken place. So they've got a scramble in their vetting. The chances are if something really bad happens, the left and this judge are going to have egg on their face and also blood. So what do you think is going on?
Well, there are signs that are very disturbing that we may have a continuation of the neocon agenda. We have this General Mattis, the Secretary of Defense, declaring that Iran is the greatest terrorist sponsor in the world, which is simply absurd. Israel is the leader. Saudi Arabia, the United States are not far behind. Iran isn't even in the running. They haven't launched a war of aggression since 1775, Bill. And the only efforts they've undertaken have been defensive to protect their own national security. That's complete and total rubbish. We have Russia Insider reporting U.S. tanks firing salvos in Poland as a message to Russia by a NATO general, Ben Hodges. Trump ought to fire the guy. It's simply bizarre. And, of course, Obama on the way out, Operation Atlantic Resolve, sent 3,600 tanks into NATO nations. We have Nikki Haley, our ambassador at the United Nations, demanding that Russia must return Crimea in order to Ukraine before we remove the sanctions. We've got the claim that the Houthi youth in Yemen have attempted to fire an American ship. That's shades of the Gulf of Tonkin resolution, where Lyndon Johnson later admitted for all he knew they were firing at whales out there. I mean, we're seeing the recycling in a number of issues and the continued demonization of Russia for an invasion of Ukraine, which it did not undertake, for annexing Crimea, which it did not do. That was all in accord with international procedure, international law, by a national referendum.
Right.
And this idea that there was Russian hacking on our election continues to be spread by such worthies as Mitch McConnell, who I just heard this morning talking about these three issues of the Russian invasion of Ukraine and annexing Crimea and hacking our elections. It's all ridiculous and indefensible, Bill, and I'm terribly, terribly disturbed that instead of ending these wars in the Middle East, Trump is going to start new ones.
Right. In fact, this is what I was worried about in the first place, that he was going to bring a lot of people in very quickly, start doing things really fast according to his checklist. Wasn't really going to be what I call careful. If I was running the show in terms of, for example, the international policy, I would have a meeting with all these guys and say, look, our policy is to collaborate with Russia to deal with ISIS. We're dealing with a person that's ineffectively like Russia, like a mafia don, but we can deal with them, just like the mafia deals with other groups that are controlled different cities. On the other hand, with Iran, The reason why they're doing this missile, these missile tests and so on, is defensive, because they know it's extremely likely Israel's already been asking publicly to bomb the Bashar reactor for years, haven't they?
Oh, yeah, and Prime Minister Netanyahu was tweeting, just reported today, that Iran wants to destroy Israel. I mean, he's trying to egg on the United States launching an attack on Iran, which would be the greatest calamity in recent world history. I mean, there's no justification for it whatsoever.
Well, you know, Bill, it wouldn't be a war with Iran either. It would be a war with Russia immediately.
And, that's right. I think there's a necessity for the Russians to form a national defense treaty organization comparable to NATO with Iran and China, so that any attack on Russia or Iran or China is treated as an attack on all three. That, I think, would put the end to this nonsense, because it's completely ridiculous. All 16 of our U.S. intel agencies concluded that Iran was not pursuing nuclear weapons in 2007, that they'd abandoned their project in 2003. They reaffirmed it in 2011. Even the Mossad concluded Iran was not pursuing nukes in 2011, 3 weeks before Bibi Netanyahu went to the UN and declared precisely the opposite. It's just outrageous, Bill.
Now, here's the consequences. If the quote line in the sand that's been drawn now results in a attack on the missile base, and probably also conjoined with that the nuclear facilities and Bashar reactor, the response will be Iran, which has got the old biological weapons, will release them in U.S. and European cities. There'll be a nuclear exchange between us and Russia immediately, almost certainly under threat, because they think they're going to be attacked as well. China will release their weapons, which have now moved up to the border, so they can hit every city in the United States. And if anybody thinks that our missile defense is not leaky, that, you know, it will get every missile coming in, you're a fool. So what Trump is doing is he's walking backwards into World War III with a lot of his people, actually continuing the neo-Nazi policy of the neocons. And if anything, it's George Bush on steroids. It's not, it's a continuation that, by the way, went through even during the Obama administration. They were doing the same damn thing. There's really no change, is there?
No, it's really embarrassing, and it's so shabby. It even turns out that this woman, Chow, who's made Secretary of Transportation, who's married to Mitch McConnell, has contacts with the MEK, which is this government in exile from Iran. It's very much like the Chalabi thing in Iraq, where it looks as though Trump is setting up his own intelligence team. Just as Bush and Cheney in particular didn't like what they were hearing from the CIA about Saddam Hussein not being a threat, he set up his own intel op to contradict it. Now it looks as though Trump may be doing the same in relation to Iran, which is completely disgraceful.
Yeah, now, I think he needs to kind of take a few deep breaths. The first thing is, would you have put these seven nations on a travel ban without even dealing with, like, people that have visas or green cards and other things? Of course not. Why would you do something that stupid? Secondly, you don't need to do an advance notice if you start ultravetting, not just of those seven nations. What's interesting is the people and the nations that they suppose, I mean, this is what the public believes, did 9/11, or the source of a lot of the people that are involved with Wahhabism, come from places like Tunisia where there's no ban at all. And to me, I don't see any evidence that there's an extreme vetting list of questions that are not only covering Muslims, but also non-Muslims, like drug dealers from Yugoslavia, where the largest source of drugs in Europe comes from George Soros's sister organizations based in Yugoslavia, or Ukraine with Mr. Poroshenko. They call him not only the chocolate king, but also the prostitute and the drug king. So what I see happening is a sloppiness, an identification of the problem, and then a misidentification of the solution. Now, it's likely now that this court has actually turned back on his at least temporary travel ban, that Trump doesn't have extreme vetting list of questions in to actually prevent terrorism. And number two, this will just kind of embolden terrorists to do something now. So the fact that they can get back in here because this activist judge has done this really puts us in a dangerous position, doesn't it?
Well, so far as I can tell, the judge is completely out of line that the Constitution and the statutes that apply here give the president sweeping authority.
Of course they do.
To deal with Muslims. And I mean, it's 8 U.S. Code 1182. Whenever the president finds the entry of any aliens or of any class of aliens into the United States would be detrimental to the interests of the United States, he may by proclamation and for such period as he shall deem necessary suspend the entry of all aliens or any class of aliens as immigrants or non-immigrants, or impose the entry of aliens any restrictions he may deem to be appropriate. I mean, that's really unequivocal. It was passed in 1952. By a Democratic Congress, a Democratic House, a Democratic Senate, signed by a Democratic President, Harry S. Truman. Jimmy Carter, a Democratic President, invoked it against Iranian students in 1979. Barack Obama used it himself against the same seven countries.
It's bizarre, isn't it? It's almost like a total insurrection by the court doing non-constitutional actions. And, of course, when you look at the media, trashing and even threatening to, you know, a magazine showing, you know, crosshairs on Trump's head. The media, to me, need to be arrested. People like Madonna and, you know, Judd, they need to be arrested. If we start arresting just a few of these people and if giant fines or even some limited jail time, they would just stop them from this, you know, dangerous mouth talk that they have.
Yeah, I think you're right.
And on the other hand, what's going on is Trump needs to be more careful when he institutes these things. You should not have put a travel ban unless you have your list of questions to ask all Muslims. If you're coming from Malaysia or Tunisia or one of these other countries like Saudi Arabia or Yemen or Qatar, or just go through a circuitous route, people don't realize a lot of these countries are inhabited by workers that come from other countries in the Middle East.
You said to ask all Muslims, you meant to ask all immigrants who happen to be coming from countries.
Well, I'm talking all immigrants. Yeah, Muslims. It doesn't matter. If you're from Russia or Yugoslavia or wherever, if you're from South America and you're planning on being a drug cartel guy or Mexico, you see a list of questions. And again, the probing questions could be used with, if you want, a lie detector. You could, there's all kinds of ways of validating without having to have, quote, documents. And if you get above a certain amount of just concern, the very first thing you do is do an ultrasound to make sure they don't have a bomb on their person or inside their person. So I'm not sure how prepared they were when they just jumped forward in the first 2 weeks of the presidency to do this travel ban, when in fact I don't see any evidence that they've actually... Now, there was a DHS list of 7 minutes of questions that seven nations, including Canada and Mexico, use, but I'm sure it wasn't what I call expanded to include all the various aspects of Islam, like Dr. Bill Warner, which aren't confrontational, say, we're accusing you of this or that. It's just, do you agree with the hadith, really already beating your wife, or do you agree with Sharia law, superseding the Constitution? Those things should immediately prevent someone from getting into the country. And they should not call it a religious ban. They should call it a incongruous to live in America ban. In other words, if you're from Yugoslavia and it turns out you've got a history and a toxicology test shows positive, you have drugs on your person in your blood or your urine, and you come in and you answer these questions incorrectly dealing with drugs or where you've been and what cities you've been in and what you've been doing, and we can track your finances, because that's another thing, metadata. Why don't we have metadata on all people traveling to this country? We need to know the last, say, 6 months or year of their financial transactions, who they're sending money to. If you could be a dentist from one of these countries, let's say Saudi Arabia, but you're sending money to the Wahhabist organization that supports terrorism, and you've never done a thing yourself or never put anything on Facebook or Twitter. I mean, that to me should be enough information to identify that you should not be coming here.
Yeah. Well, the whole thing is
sloppy.
Just quite ridiculous.
It's just very sloppy. You know, the way that Trump is doing it is like a bull in a china shop. His intent is correct, but the pace and manner in which he did it was not. And you also can do it by stealth. You don't have to actually announce what you're doing. Just like he criticized Hillary Clinton about saying and and Obama telling the enemy, even dropping leaflets, what he's going to do next. Why don't you just do it? Do you have to announce it to the media so you can be beat over the head?
Yeah. I know.
I think he likes to grandstand. I think he wanted to make this kind of a media type event, but it kind of backfired on him. And I think he will eventually win. In fact, my guess is the appeals that are before the courts this week will probably preempt it, so it doesn't have to wait to go to the Supreme Court. It also means he's almost certainly going to use a nuclear option to shove through his new judge, Gorsuch.
Well, I think that's right, Bill, that the Democrats shot themselves in the foot when they abandoned the 60-vote rule for ending a filibuster so they could get legislation through. That was thanks to Harry Reid. And now it's blowing up in their face big time with a whole host of issues, including it now appears that that Trump has directed Mitch McConnell to invoke the nuclear option by getting rid of it in relation to the nomination of Supreme Court judges. So,
yeah, you know what the thing that's amazing to me? If you actually look at the credentials and so on of Gorsuch, including a comparison to even the Democratic nominee from last year with Obama, the Democratic nominee is just a little to the left of center, and the Republican nominee is just a little to the right of center. He's not far right. People don't understand that, do they?
I know.
They don't understand. It's like you're talking about two judges that on the judge scale are millimeters apart. We don't know how he's going to vote necessarily. You know, as my son raised last week, he's an Episcopalian. He don't believe in forcing people their belief system on other people. He may have defended Little Sisters and the Hobby Lobby for quote, religious freedom, but he's not necessarily going to vote, let's say, pro-life for if the Congress decides to put a bill on striking down Roe versus Wade. Or I expect him to support the president in terms of his travel ban, because there's clear precedent in previous cases that this is ridiculous that this judge in Washington State could actually do this. In fact, he should be struck from the bench. The actions they should do should be to strike this guy from the bench and say, now, if you want to run for office to be an activist, go do that. But you can't be an activist judge that interferes with the authority of the presidency and actually puts the public in danger, because if something terrible happens in the next, say, 6 months, while this is playing out, not only the judge but the Democrats are going to wear it. They're going to really wear all this blood on their hands.
I know. I think that it's futile to try to defeat this nominee. His credentials are impeccable. I think they ought to save their ammo for the next round, which would alter the balance of the court. This would simply restore pre the demise of Anton and Scalia.
Yeah, and, I think that Peter Gingrich is she's going too, though. She apparently there's some significant signs that her health has deteriorated, so she's not going to be long for the bench either. So where I see this going is that you're right. I think the Democrats are taking like their elephant gun out and shooting at rabbits. And when the elephant arrives, they're not going to have a gun. they're shooting their big guns now when it's really not necessary, right?
Yeah, I think so. That's right.
Yeah,
it's not going to pan out well for the Democrats, but then they've gone lunatic. I mean, all these riots and everything. Yeah, this couple assaulted Ivanka Trump, you know, on the plane, and they telegraphed they were going to do it. They knew she was on the plane, and there's a tweet where they said they're going to harass her on the plane.
You're kidding.
Then you have Robert Wright, who is a professor at Berkeley, saying he thinks these rioters are Trump people hired to stir up the boat. They're obviously Soros. It's been not Anna.
Yeah. My guess is if we arrested these people that have a big mouth and are threatening the president, he would put a stop to it in the media immediately, including these so-called pseudo-journalists.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Mr. Yeltsin was a vodka-drinking Russian business maniac who actually collapsed the Russian financially after Glasnost and Perestroika. Putin has actually pulled Russia back together. Still a single economy basin, the single largest oil and gas producer in the world because he used the gold theory, which, by the way, was developed here in America. First at a conference in Baton Rouge, Louisiana in 1951, a year before I was born, where they brought out the theory that oil did not originate from dinosaurs, but down at 38 to 45,000 feet or deeper, deep in the Earth, causes a nuclear reaction of the Earth, creating smaller to larger molecules to fuse because of a nuclear reaction. And the Russians know that, so they drill down deep enough, and they've got the largest supply of oil and gas on the planet. With a lot of accidents, of course, that's what the Russians do. They build a rocket, falls over, kills 10,000 people. They just rebuild it. In America, we don't do that. We do CAD-CAM. Now, I don't know if I'm off the mark here, but I'm very concerned that if Trump gets a sufficient amount of frustration, he's just going to start plowing forward with policies that are actually going to make us more unsafe rather than safe. For example, I agree with metadata for not only our citizens, including Muslims, that may be potentially wanting to do bad things, and we can see it now from the left. The left, to me, are right up there now, almost with Al-Qaeda inside our country, including the media from Hollywood, the uber-left professors, and a lot of wackos that literally are completely gone bonkers over Trump. I mean, when they keep on saying they want an assassinate, there's 12,000 tweets in a matter of a week to kill Trump. Those people that have tweeted need to be visited. They need to be arrested. If they arrested 12,000 people, even if they put them in the jail for a week, hit them with a massive fine, and said, we're going to monitor you, and if you squeak sideways, you're going back in for a long time now, not just a week or two. That would put a stop to this crap. But on the other hand, I don't see any evidence that the policies are actually kind of turning off the headward launch toward World War III with Russia. And Russia has no intentions of starting World War III. You know, it's like they're playing tit for tat. That's why they're putting their missile systems in Kaliningrad. They can't prosecute on the ground a large-scale war, but they can sure as hell fry every country in the world with their nukes and their missile systems because they have the most advanced on the planet. So what I see happen is we're playing that game called chicken on the freeway of the world with Russia when Russia really doesn't want to play. But when push comes to shove, they're not going to pull over to their side of the road if we go headlong toward them. They're going to push the button, aren't they?
Well, it's very, very troubling, the situation we appear to be in. I certainly expected Donald to tone things down, not to heat them up. And this is very, very bad on multiple grounds. It looks as though Sessions will be confirmed. And when he's confirmed, Bill, that the proverbial S is going to hit the fan over Pizzagate. That's what I'm getting from multiple sources. But they need him to remain as a senator to confirm, I think, the DeVos for education, and then they can move forward with his confirmation.
Yeah. Now, what do you think the effect will? You're an expert on Pizzagate, and remember, we come from different perspectives. I'm like a ancient Israeli, a not out of the box kind of Christian. You're an agnostic or atheist, but these maniacs, we got to understand whether or not you want to believe that Satanism exists or Satan even exists. These maniacs do, and they're doing very bad things to little children that is beyond obscene. It's murder, it's torture, and it's abduction. And unfortunately, these people somehow think they're gaining power by doing these crazy things. And it's deeply embedded in the billionaire clubs and in the senior politicians and a lot of power players on the planet. This is pretty crazy stuff, isn't it?
Well, here we have a report from an FBI insider through 4chan, which has been very reliable. This guy is a source of information, saying that Pizzagate pedophile ring arrests are now imminent, involving 30 politicians and 40 others in D.C., Virginia, and New York City. And it looks like it's going to happen this week. So we have a real test case of, you know, what's going on, whether Trump really is going to drain the swamp.
Well, what's happened is he's draining the swamp and he's going to resurrect an ancient dinosaur that has 20-inch long teeth and is a man-eater. He's going to get more than he bad bargained for when he drains this part of the swamp.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. at aroutfitting.com.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party. And the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Jim, how likely do you think it is that Trump will get things together? He's going to have his Jeff Sessions as his attorney general. I think they're going to use a nuclear option now pretty quickly. I mean, I think it would be much more surgical. It's almost like, why should we play around with the tumor of what's going on with these committees, and some of them don't even show up for the meetings, and ram through and get the rest of his cabinet approved, get his attorney general in there, get his judge in there, and start fixing this mess up, and then putting on notice these activist judges in various districts, like District 9, that's well known to be liberal, but the word liberal really isn't liberal at all. Liberal means you're an activist where you're going to legislate from the bench, and that's not constitutional. So, listen, what do you think?
Bill, my understanding is the warrants are already signed, just awaiting Sessions being sworn in as Attorney General for them to be served. There's going to be a massive cleanup, and it's going to happen fast enough to make your head spin. Predictions that some of these politicians who are so prominent are going to commit suicide. I mean, this is serious, serious stuff.
Yeah, you're talking about, your inside contacts tell you that the Pizzagate is kind of like the can opener of this very vile can of satanic pedophilic worms.
Yes.
And, yeah. Yeah, it doesn't surprise me. I mean, one of the things that I tell people, and this is for everybody out there, if you don't include the spiritual side of it, even if you're an agnostic or atheist, and you have to at least posit logically that even if you don't believe in any kind of spiritual side, these other people that are trying to control the world do. And the problem is they're so crazy and so energized by their actions and their quote, ceremonies and their sacraments, they're willing to do almost anything to protect each other from things that are so vile, normal human beings can't tolerate or even believe that it exists. And that's one of their best protections is people say, nah, people wouldn't do that. Unfortunately, as a trauma doctor working in an emergency department, I've seen things that human beings do that wild animals with a virus eating their brain tissue wouldn't do. I mean, it really is pretty remarkable what humans can do to each other.
Yeah, of course, and it's all profoundly disturbing and disgusting beyond belief, and I think, you know, Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, John Podesta, Tony Podesta, Nancy Pelosi, these are all involved in Pizzagate. I have no doubt about it.
Yeah, when I actually saw Nancy Pelosi with this woman last week, and the woman was crying, talking about her 12-year-old son who was bound, sodomized, beaten, and then set on fire, and then literally she was actually with her bonker eyes leaning forward and trying to tell the woman that nobody in one of these sanctuary cities or sanctuary states was doing anything. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Isn't that hard to believe?
No.
I mean, I'm looking at Nancy, I'm thinking, why even show the respect to even lie so it's even believable? But the way she leans forward and says these things right in the front of the face of a woman who's giving a testimony that could be in a court and a docket, and she's pretending like, well, no one in the sanctuary city or state has done anything bad. I'm thinking, you just heard the woman's story about how her son got immolated by someone after they, you know, literally abducted him and assaulted him. And
was this an immigrant who committed the assault?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, Pelosi's covering. Get this. Jerry Brown has just declared, and apparently the legislature has approved it, that California, the whole state, is a sanctuary state, that they're not going to enforce federal immigration laws. I mean, Bill, this is total insanity. Total insanity from Governor Moonbeam.
Well, they're going to lose potentially, I heard the number, it was somewhere in the ballpark of $323 billion with a B dollars.
Yeah.
Now, I know that this is a fact, that the freeways and the roadways here are definitely not as wide enough in some areas, like the I-5, for example, heading south to San Diego. 5 years ago, you could get on the I-5 and you can get to San Diego in 45 minutes. And certain times of the day, it's totally ridiculous. It's a parking lot. Now, the 15 is not too bad now, but the rate that they're not putting high-speed rail in and giving alternatives, this place is ridiculous. It really is. It's so mismanaged in terms of either reservoirs to store water during drought or manage traffic or high-speed rail. It's crazy. I don't understand. And the cost of power and electricity and water here is mind-boggling.
And it was Jerry Brown, of course, who signed the motor voter law that allowed potentially millions of illegal aliens to vote in California, because when you register for a driver's license, you're automatically registered to vote. And in California, they allow illegal aliens to obtain driver's licenses. This was one of the major efforts here to subvert the election with illegal votes.
Why is Moonbeam not arrested? Is Obama not arrested for going on video and saying, go to the voting booth, it's a sacred place, and even though you're not a citizen, you got a driver's license in California where potentially 2.8 million could actually vote to have got licenses in the last, say, 10 years.
Yeah, I know. The Democrats who are belittling this are being, you know, two-faced, backhanded. They wanted all those votes. They didn't care they were illegal. And your point about Obama going on that Latino station to tell them they could vote with impunity because they're citizens, meaning they're performing the role of a citizen, but they're only allowed to perform that role if they actually are legally entitled to do it. So here was Obama subverting the Constitution and his oath to preserve, protect, and defend it. It's outrageous, Bill. When you add up the record of Barack Obama, it's a complete and total disgrace.
Yeah. Well, you have to understand where the future is going, you know, and I do this, by the way, for the left and the right. the Christian vote and the right vote voted for George Bush, and he did very little to actually put forward their agenda. The people that didn't want neocons and so on, unfortunately, they saw under George Bush that a lot of the policies, including the Projects of the New American Century, moved forward under him, although they were completely bamboozled by the fact that he's got the smiling fool, George W. Bush, that is telling you, I'm a good Christian, this usual stupid accent. And the same thing goes back with the Democrats. They don't tell you that we're worried about LGBT rights, but they're actually doing policies that are bringing in tons of Muslims, so eventually, whether it's a generation or two from now, this country will be under Sharia law, just like Europe will be under Sharia law very quickly, probably within a decade, at the rate they're going.
Right? Where Sharia law, Bill? Where?
Well, in big chunks of Europe. For example, Quebec, 10 years ago, they already had so many Muslims in Quebec. People know one of their favorite places to go is Quebec. That's the reason why this young man is probably involved, is because there's pushback from the citizens that don't like the fact of dumping all these Muslims there. And, of course, with time, they get into positions like in the universities, et cetera, and more. And then they start demanding Sharia law. They even demanded the removing pork completely from the school menu right across the whole province of Quebec because they didn't want children that are Muslim being exposed to pork. I mean, it's one thing to say that my kid doesn't need to eat pork because they're Muslim. It's another thing to remove it from the entire menu and then set up Sharia law in different districts where the provincial courts aren't going to be involved. They tried to do this.
This has happened in Quebec?
In Quebec, and the Charter of Rights and Freedoms and the Quebec legislature blocked it, but it went right up to the Quebec Supreme Court where they're pushing to try to half-pass areas where large chunks of the province will be under Sharia law.
That's ludicrous.
That's how it happened. This is even before Justin Trudeau, this ski-boarding president idiot, became the prime minister.
I can hardly believe this, Bill.
Well, we have to understand, it's the same thing as, do they not think that in a certain period of time, Michigan, parts of Michigan will be under Sharia? If not functionally, I mean, under Sharia right now, I mean, sure, the cities or towns where effectively Sharia law is operating behind the scenes, although nobody's saying that it is already, and the media aren't going to touch it, right?
So are we going to start beheading homosexuals in Michigan and stoning adulterous women?
I think it's going to come in stages. Once they become a large enough minority, they want Sharia law, like 20%, 15% of the population. Once they become large enough and they have major mosques and so on, they'll not only shut down roads like in Paris, they'll have no-go zones where basically, if you're a policeman from the provincial authority or the state authority here or in a government in France or Germany, you'll be told by your police director, don't go there, that state or that portion of the city is under Sharia. That's what's going to happen. I mean, I can...
Bill, we can't allow this to happen to the United States, for God's sake.
Well, this is what the Democrats are doing. I call it dumb and crappy. You know, I've got a new term for them. I call the demi rats. You know, because the rat, we talked about this with my son. If you look at the actual name of Allahu Akbar, it actually refers to rats. So the Akbar is rat in the ancient Aramaic. So, of course, the Democrats know this because the globalists, they don't care what tools they use in order to achieve their globalist New World Order, whether it's environment and carbon credits or whether it's Sharia law or, LGBT rights, which, by the way, they don't even support. In terms of rights, the Democrats over the last century or so have been the ones against the blacks, not for, for a lot of the things. And what I see happening is, Donald Trump is much more, in a sense, reasonable to deal with people like Bruce Jenner, who's now Caitlyn Jenner. In fact, they tried to suppress it in Facebook and Twitter because they didn't want people to know that, hey, he doesn't care what bathroom they use. So what? Right? That's what
Trump did. Yeah, the whole bathroom thing is very strange.
I'll tell you what. The strange thing about it to me is, it's like they could easily have a male female bathroom and whatever you want to think you are bathroom. You know, it's like okay, you go to that bathroom, you can expect to see people that are in drag or they're either.
Airports have family restrooms. You could have. if you had to install a separate bathroom, it's just a huge project. You have all schools built on all the traditional presumptions about boys and girls, and now you got boys, girls, other.
Yeah, remember, the real reason is, and this is where the goal is, they eventually want to stop wild human reproduction. And people say, no, they don't. Their goal is they want to have equality in sexual orientation. No, they don't. No, they don't. That's why here in California they're pushing for little kids that are 4 and 5 to have sex change operations and hormone therapy before they even know they're a little boy or girl in grade one.
Bill, what would be the point of that? That's so stupid, wasteful, expensive, and dumb.
No, I mean, it's totally logical. If you war game it out and you want to be in a place in, say, 2055 or 2057, say, 40 years from now, and you want a vastly reduced population, so the population of Earth is reduced to, say, 1 billion, and most of the human race has died in a great war or from pestilence or just environmental degradation or God knows what, and now you're replacing them with basically cloned cyborgs that are part human and part robot, in the lower classes, or the survivors, basically, that don't have life extension technology, which, by the way, we're within 5 to 20 years, that only like the movie Gattaca, they get life extension technology because they sure don't want a population where you've got, you know, within a century, more than 3/4 of your population is over 100 years old and they're still fit.
Why would you perform a sex change surgery on a prepubescent child who has no idea?
It's to eventually get rid of reproduction altogether in the lower drug class.
You can't get rid of reproduction. We're a sexually reproducing species. You can only get rid of reproduction if you get rid of human beings.
Well, you can if you institute a policy where you take girls and put a valve in their tubal ovarian junction, which they could easily do in a 20-minute procedure, and make all girls basically functionally sterile until the time they're allowed to have a pregnancy. And, of course, they've already developed an anti-male spermicidal vaccine that you can actually give that basically mean you can never generate sperm anymore. Did you know that?
Bill, you're talking about modes of birth control. But the point is, you can't get rid of sexual reproduction unless you get rid of the human species, Homo sapiens.
Well, you'll have sex of various types and sometimes pretty bizarre types. But you may get rid of normal human reproduction. It'll eventually mutate where the state controls laboratory reproduction.
I think that's frankly absurd.
It is absurd, but that's what they want. I know this from inside documents and information that I have from really reliable sources. If you read Agenda 2030 and Agenda 21 and the World Watch Institute and the Georgia Guidestones and all the other documents out there, this is precisely the direction they're taking it.
Well, I'll tell you, Bill, there's so many absurdities that have come to pass, notwithstanding my disbelief. I'm not going to...
Oh, I know. It's a very unrealistic thing, and it's going to be the pushback will be unbelievable. And I don't think it's achievable. But just like the fact it's not achievable doesn't stop. Just like, for example, our policy to push against Russia when we know they've advanced their missile systems, that if they decided to take out our Navy or put in an S-500 system to protect their cities like Moscow and Tobolsk and other major cities, there's no way we can strike them with a missile, number one. And number two, they could wipe out our Navy and our Air Force in no time at all. And they also have weather weapons that within 2 years, and this is a fact that's classified, they can create a weather weapon storm that'll wipe out our entire crops across the United States and burn us with ultraviolet light. People say, no, they can't do that. I say, you know, you're an idiot. I say, so you don't want to engage with a nation that really doesn't want to fight us, that's the Russians, and then force a situation where they can't back out of a war. But there are people crazy enough that this is what they want to do. I mean, you just look at them, they're like a madman with their foot on the gas pedal, and we're playing chicken, and nobody's pulling on the steering wheel to get out of the pathway of you know, annihilation, you know, head-on crash. You know, see, you're a rational person and a logical person, but you have to understand that the people that are behind us, they're neither rational nor logical nor even kind of makes sense that it's even achievable. They don't care. They're going to try for these things despite the fact that it's not going to happen.
What is your take on what's going on with Russia? How can we have tanks firing salvos in Poland as a message to Russia? How can we have Nikki Haley saying that we're not going to remove sanctions until Russia returns Crimea, which will be never.
Well, first off, First off, when they say Russia returns Crimea, do you see Russian artillery now? Whenever Russia moves into a territory, the very first thing they do, you know what they do? They don't call their mama. They don't do anything. They move their artillery in. Do you see any Russian artillery in Crimea? No. Do you? No. What you see is the local people in Crimea asking for the Russians to give them material support. And they wanted to make closer ties. You don't see Russia annexing Crimea. You just see Crimea having closer ties with Russia because they're in the satellite forever.
No, I'm not asking about the Crimeans who know what they were doing.
Right. So, that, in other words, we're doing things that are asking somehow Russia to give Crimea back when Crimea was never taken. Do you know what I mean?
Saying, why in God's name are we doing this?
Because, as I said, we're racing headlong toward World War III. It's a play because, remember, the real issue isn't bullets or bombs.
You're just telling me Trump was a big-faced liar about all this ending wars and having better relations with Russia? My point is there's hypocrisy here. He claims
Yeah, absolutely. So here.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
About 6 years ago, I was diagnosed with congestive heart failure. I went from being able to work 14, 16 hours a day with no problem to where I could barely walk a block to the store without having to stop and rest. I went on to the phytonutrients about 6 months ago, and within a couple of months, my medical doctor had cut my prescriptions down in a little bit smaller dosage. The next time I went back a month later, I walked into the doctor's office and he said, "My gosh, what's happened to you? You don't even look like the same person." He looked at my legs and the swelling had gone down. My blood pressure was down. The venous stasis ulcers that I had had on my legs for the last 4 or 5 years because of the poor circulation were all healed, and I'm feeling far better.
Call now to find out how to get your free month supply of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Use promo code TSL.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space. And when you're out there,
it's alternative media like us that ask these tough questions. And we need to actually have a choke chain on Trump, because some of the things, I would have much more widespread vetting questions rather than a ban against seven nations. For three reasons. Number one, there's people like the Peshmerga forces in Iraq that are actually assisting us in doing operations on the ground, and their family already are here in America. And cutting them off from coming back because they got a green card and they already are, quote, emigrating and they're actually putting their life in danger is stupid. I think what would have been better is vetting questions that not only cover Muslims, but all immigrants coming to this country, and do it on the QT. You don't have to have the media kind of make a media event over it, so it's a big disaster. And then Trump's better keep a choke chain on some of his people like Nikki Haley or these guys with these tanks that Obama moved to the Russian border. What the hell is he doing not moving the tanks back? If you want to deal with a mob boss like Putin, you sure as hell don't go and send in your conciliary to start shooting off shotguns outside his own private home. It's not a smart thing to do. It's just this kind of bluster may be good for media or for some kind of movie, but it sure as hell doesn't work in the real world. What do you think?
Yeah, well, I'm just exhausted going through everything that's been happening. He's been going at such a pace of a whirling dervish.
Some of the things are good, I mean, but other things to me are disturbing. And you don't need to make a media event over things. He even criticized Obama for announcing and dropping leaflets over the trucks that were shipping oil for ISIS to sell to the G20 nations. I'm thinking, first off, close off the SWIFT system, allow financial transactions immediately. Do bomb the trucks and tell them that we're not going to give you advance notice when we blow your two pieces to smithereens, which the Russians did once. I don't think they went back and did it again. But I don't understand how these are going to make a deal with Putin if he's threatening them with shooting tanks off at the Russian borders. Like, are you kidding? And what's to give back? I mean, the Crimea was never really taken. It's Russian territory. 95% of the people in the Crimea are Russian. Same way as eastern Ukraine. You know, the missile systems, for example, that Russia made over decades, including the Satan, which is the largest missile in history, and nuclear weapon, was made in eastern Ukraine at Tobolsk. These eastern Ukrainian factories were the ones that made all the Russian nuclear weapons. So what are they talking about? Are they crazy? What's wrong? And why does the West lie like this? And Trump doesn't stop these maniacs that are in his new cabinet that have already been doing things like Nikki Haley. I can't get over it. I'm thinking, now, Trump, get control of yourself and your cabinet. Have a singular policy that makes coherent sense. And you don't have to make a media event over everything, including vetting. Just do it.
Well, here's a brand new report. WikiLeaks is threatening to release 9/11 files unless the FBI carries through with Pizzagate arrests.
Ooh, okay. Now, you and I know that 9/11 was a self-inflicted wound. That's why the dancing Israelis were there. You know that the Saudis were only actors. These people that were so-called pilots and so on, many of them are actually still had flying licenses and flow for Moroccan Airlines or the Arab Emirates or Saudi Arabia for years after they supposedly flew. And many of them didn't even have the proper training to even fly anything more than a Cessna, let alone a wide-body 747 into the World Trade Center towers. It was called threading the needle. I know because I took care of these Top Gun pilots at Air Force Academy. I was their doctor. It's not possible. What do you think?
I think we are in for some week this week, Bill.
Well, you know, I'm just going to be a little bit sideways on this. 1917 was the vision of the quote Virgin Mary. You know, they talked about him, and they say this is the 100th anniversary. And some people think it's all going to happen this year. I don't know. I can tell you. What's going on with Trump right now, to me, is off the rails. Things are not happening like they should. It's off the rails. What do you think?
I'm worried.
Talk about it tomorrow.
You got it.
On our video. Take care.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply Arguably the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.